offerings to an ulcerated god. Martin Espada, Chelsea, Massachusetts. Mrs. Lopez refuses to pay rent, and we want her out, the landlord's lawyer said, tugging at his law school ring. The judge called for an interpreter, but all the interpreters were gone, trafficking in Spanish at the criminal session on the second floor. A volunteer stood up in the gallery. Mrs. Lopez showed the interpreter a poker hand of snapshots, the rat curled in a glue trap next to the refrigerator, the water frozen in the toilet, a door without a doorknob. "No rent for this. I know the law, and I want to speak," she whispered to the interpreter. "Tell her she has to pay and she has 10 days to get out," the judge commanded. Rose, so the rest of the courtroom rose, and left the bench. Suddenly, the courtroom clattered with the end of business. The clerk of the court gathered her files and the bailiff went to lunch. Mrs. Lopez stood before the bench, still holding up her fan of snapshots like an offering this ulcerated god refused to taste, while the interpreter felt the burning bubble in his throat as he slowly turned to face her.